That's a little taste of new music from singer and actress Ellen Foley, teaming up with Carla DeVito for a song called I'm Just Happy to Be Here, and it is from her brand new album, Fightin' Words, just released recently, and, well, getting great reviews, as it should. It's a terrific album, and we're pleased to welcome Ellen to the show to talk all about it. Ellen, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. You're up in Maine?
We are indeed, yes.
Beautiful. I love Maine.
Well, I tell you, I love the new album, Fightin' Words. I've been listening to it for days since we booked this interview, and man, it is some great stuff, and it feels to me, and I know you've been working on it even since pre-pandemic times, but it just seems like such a positive album, a little bit defiant, and it seems to speak for the mood of, well, let's just say a lot of us in the country with what we've gone through over the last few years.
It is. It was pre-pandemic, but I think we felt like we were living in a different kind of pandemic, not pandemic, epidemic, because it was just our country, and it was just a hard, very dark time. So Paul Foglino and I, you know, came up with songs. Well, he's the writer, but just to reflect the mood, like, I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, instead of thinking about whatever bad stuff was happening now, to think about how, you know, how crazy life used to be when we were young, everything we went through, and now how wonderful it is to be in a settled place where, you know, you have family and you have love and other people who you want to kind of lend a hand to, which is like that other song, excuse me, Fill Your Cup. You feel like it's something about community. And yeah, it was a hard time. I don't like to get too political, but for me, being an East Coast liberal, whatever they like to call it, snowflake, I did not love the years from 2016 to 2020. So it was during that period that a lot of this stuff was recorded and written.
You mentioned the first single from the album, I'm Happy Just to Be Here. It's such a great, uplifting song, and wonderful to hear you working with Carla DeVito. You've got a history together. How did that song and that pairing come to be?
Well, she and I didn't really know her for so many years. Of course, we were definitely aware of each other and had met here and there, but never really settled on getting to know each other. But then we did. 4 years ago, there was a tribute to Jim Steinman at a club here called Below 54, and we were both there. I sang Heaven's in Wait, she sang Lost Boys and Golden Girls, and we just spent all our time talking, and it really opened up a friendship. I mean, because she's an amazing person. We're kind of yin and yang, because she's the most positive up person, you know. I'm like, whatever. I'm a little bit of a tough nut, New Yorker. At least that's my act I put on. So together, we really struck up a friendship, and then I asked Paul to write a song for us, because I knew, number one, it would get attention, and why else do you do this other than to get attention, to write us a song? And he came up with this, which is, you know, it really shows his evolution, because, you know, he came from a place all his life, he was kind of a folky, a little like unromantic, a little cynical and very funny. And then to come up with a song like this for these two people was kind of magical, I think.
We're talking with Ellen Foley on Downtown. The new single, Are You Good Enough? I love it's, well, it's a love song for those of us who've, let's just say, seen some things in our lives.
Oh, boy, you said it. You know, that so much of the record is about that. You know, somebody, you know, who people, we have seen things in our lives. And this one is about a woman, you know, I see it as like a really dusty Texas town. And you know, she's like this cool Shania Twain chick who's not going to take anything from anybody. I'm telling this guy, you know, I don't care about your act. You know, your act does not impress me. What can you do for me? And, you know, that certainly took me many, many, many years to figure out that that's the way you could go.
I want to talk about the final track on the album, Heaven Can Wait. Now, you've been singing that song for, more than four decades now, but I wonder if has the meaning changed with you over the years?
I think so, because I don't know when I was so young singing it, if I ever realized that it was about mortality and how somebody is approaching mortality and maybe running away from it and, you know, imagining the glory of what life in the beyond can be, but also, you know, also having hope for their own lives. I don't know, it's a complicated song, so you really, you know, you interpret it differently as you sing it through the years, and I'm sure other people have. But the number one thing about that song is the beauty of the melody. I mean, just to sing that is just like, you know, butter coming out of your mouth. So beautiful.
The real centerpiece to me of the album, it feels like Fill Your Cup just says it all about, where you are in your life at this point.
Yes, you know, you and just maybe a couple of other people have said that, and to me that is so meaningful, and it tells me we've done our job to fill your cup. I mean, what I was talking about before, you know, maturity and benevolence and resilience, but mainly being able to reach out, putting yourself in a position, you know, whether, you know, I've been a mother, I've gone through so much in my life, and you see people around you still who aren't settled and can use a seat at the table. I always imagine it as a really long table, and you're putting this new person who comes in at the head of the table.
I'm a theater guy. I direct theater with high schoolers here, and I've had the honor of directing Into the Woods a couple times. I love Sondheim, and you were the original witch.
I was, and I just love to hear that high schoolers do Into the Woods, because how perfect. They're fairy tale characters, but, you know, whether kids realize the dark underbelly or not, it doesn't matter. And yes, I did it first. It was amazing. You would have loved it. I sat there with Sondheim. He taught me the rap and, you know, beans, nothing but greens, parsley, peppers, which I can't remember. You puff. And in anything I've done on Broadway, this suited me the best because, I don't know, it had a rock and roll heart to it. It was really dark. One of the producers in New York ran back one day after I came back, and he saw me. Goes, oh, wow, you're like a female Mick Jagger, and I'm like, okay, my work is done.
Well,
what I wanted to be since 1964 when I saw him in St. Louis. I wanted to be Mick Jagger.
Well, I tell you what, Mick would be proud to have that association with the new album. It is so good, Fighting Words. I wish we had more time. Ellen, you've had a great run. Let me tell you, we all know the Billy Young episodes are the best of Night Court, too. We wish you much success, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your day, and much love to your listeners.
So much fun. The great Ellen Foley talking with us. Her new album out now. It is so good, called Fighting Words. Ellen Foley on Downtown.